the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by nappyafro.com. Step back.
Yo.
Hey, Blue, don't get fired fucking around with us, man. Straight up. Man. Come on.
We only got four listeners. Yeah. It's really not supposed to work.
We have five, man. And get fired.
Yeah, you might need to get fired. I thought that was good, dog.
But nah, it's all good, man. Most of our staff is actually away on a conference right now, so I got left here.
Man, well, you did the other 19, so. Jerry, you got your headset in?
Who, me? Yeah, I got my headset in.
All right.
Why, sound messed up something?
It was an echo at first, but we good. Oh. Get this shit cracking. 91? All right.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the illest website in the world. This is the Frocast, episode 91. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. I ain't got no a.k.a. this week because I'm mad. But we just going to keep it going, man. I'm sitting here with my homies. King Germ, say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. Mr. October. Full swing now. Let's get his own, man.
Really? We're going to talk about that in a second, too. GQ Blue, say what's up to the people, man.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. Ferragamo Guevara, a.k.a. Young Shamar Moore, a.k.a. The Corporate Champ. What's up, y'all?
That's how we doing it today. Mr. October.
Yes.
That would be a reference to what, sir?
Just the month of October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, sir.
Oh, that's all it's about. This has nothing to do with postseason baseball at all, right?
Of course not, man. I'm just aware of all the breasts this month, man. That's all I'm aware of. So.
Okay, just making sure because I mean, Atlanta had the worst weekend ever.
I mean, it depends on how you look at that. I mean, you know.
No. It doesn't depend, dog. It doesn't depend, y'all. Out the playoffs.
Oh, the Braves out the playoffs? Whoa. The Braves out the playoffs?
The Braves got knocked out by the Dodgers, sir. It's over for you.
So I ain't even watched one game and they got put out the playoffs already, man.
Gone, bro. Gone.
Oh, my God.
Gone. They out of it. Y'all lost to the Jets. So Be Easy is stunting on you right now. Shout out to Be Easy. Yeah, man. I'm just saying.
And y'all lost Julio Jones for the season and you lost Roddy White for a game.
Now, hold on. The Julio Jones one hurts me personally because my fantasy team is 4-1. And I just traded for Roddy White.
He's out for at least a game.
Well, they got a bye week, so hopefully he's back. But, yeah, I'm hating life right now. But we hate Germ right now. That's what we're talking about right now is Germ.
Hey, you're in Atlanta,
and the Saints are 5-0.
I mean, that's fine. It's all right. But how's the St. Louis Rams doing? Since we talk about football teams, how's the Rams doing?
Hey, we didn't lose to the Jets.
Are the Cardinals facing elimination tonight?
Hey, it's game five. Y'all would
are they facing elimination? I said facing. I didn't say are they getting eliminated. I said facing. That's all I said.
Of course. That's what happens. See, good teams make it to elimination games. Other teams just get eliminated before elimination.
Is Sam Bradford still your quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel a lot better then. I feel a lot better.
How does a loser feel better? How do you feel better when you
everything? Listen, losing. The Falcons lost a game. Y'all start a loser every week. I mean, that's just, you know.
Oh.
We're 2-3 right now. We got to say, y'all 1-4.
Hey, man, listen, man. Everything's going to be okay. At the end of the season, when the Falcons are like 10-6 and the Rams are like 6-10, everybody in the world to be back even. That's all I'm saying.
I just want to let y'all know that this is what they do in corporate America. They call it moving the cheese. When shit starts to get where it is, they try and move it so they can look forward to something else. Right now, Atlanta sucks. Right now, y'all are 1-4. Matty Ice has nobody to throw to. He probably do better throwing the ball to himself. Steven Jackson that you poached from us is hurt. He won't be back till week 7. You're out of the playoffs. Your Hawks basketball team sucks. Right now, y'all hating life. But let's dog Sam Bradford, who has a better record than Matty Ice right now.
Hey, I bet you our wings are better than y'all in St. Louis. How about that?
Got it, Buddha cheese. We ain't got nothing else to talk about.
Our strip clubs is better.
I mean, I bet you're different.
Hey, listen. The new Georgia Dome is about to be built. Shitting on anything in Missouri, the arch and all that shit. But I mean,
study moving the cheese.
Hey, I'm gonna get a moral victory out of this. yes, we lost 37-0, but we took that quarterback out. I'm just saying.
God damn, that's an ass whooping right there. Damn, Germ. I mean, are the Tom Brown Packers at least winning?
Oh, no. We actually lost worse than that. I don't know if we spoke since the last show, but we got beat 52-0 last week. And
God damn.
Yes, and it was a total.
Did I play high schools or something?
No. My team fucking quit. Like from. They came in with a little, you know, they were playing around before the game, and I was telling them, like, look, man, y'all got to take it seriously. We're going to mess around and get beat. Y'all playing. Y'all had a bad practice the day before. You know, I never seen a team practice the day before a game, and, you know, it was the little things that killed us in this game. Like, we wasn't tackling. We wasn't blocking. And this is something that we practice every day. So we got an ass whoop. And then the coach from the other team, he was being a dickhead. You know what I'm saying? Like, you up big. You call him timeout. 2 minutes to go in the game, you up fucking 40 points. You come out of this timeout, you throw a pass to the end zone for a touchdown. And then, you know, after the game, he was like, oh, I told my quarterback to take a knee. Bullshit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? My kid is 11. You tell him take a knee, he's going to fucking take a knee. You know, he's not going to come out there and fucking call a hot route to the receiver.
y'all got audible.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he's not going to do that. So, I mean, if your problem was because we kicked your ass last year, you was rubbing it in from last year, say that. Be a man. Just say, hey, this for last year, coach. I can live with that. But don't come in here and lie to my face and say, oh, I told him to take a knee. Okay, well, explain that onside kick you did. He's going to tell me something. Oh, he's 11 years old. You can't control how he kicked. Get the fuck out of here. He kicked it to where nobody was. I said, that's fucking awesome. And so I just walked out. And the director was like, oh, no, come back and talk to him. Come back. I said, no. I said, listen, I'm not going to sit here and listen to somebody lie to my face. I said, if he would have came in here and been a man and said, hey, this was kicking my ass last year. I had to get you back. I would have shook his hand, said, hey, this is how the game go. When you sit here and lie to my face, you know, I was more pissed than my team. So the next day of practice was fucking hell. I'm talking about hell. I made me a motherfucking poster board. I had to score on there. I had to. Effort, and I was like, you guys gave none. I said, quit. That's what y'all did last night. I was like, one team showed up, one team didn't. Tell me which team. I mean, I just, you know, then I had some inspirational quotes on the back, of course. And, you know, I had to coach them up. But I ran these motherfuckers so hard that day. I'm talking about I ran them. They bear crawled the whole field. They were up, down, 6 inches. I mean, they were crying. 6 inches. They were crying. It got so bad, one kid was sitting on the sideline. I thought he went into shock or something. I got scared. I was like, yo, I don't want no kid dying on me, you know what I'm saying? So I called his fucking mother. The mother tells me, I was like, hey, you might want to come get your son. She like, what's wrong? I said, he having trouble breathing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might want to come get him. So she was like, well, I can't right now. I'm in the process of buying. No, she's like, first she said, she's like, oh, he said he has asthma. Oh, he don't have asthma. He used to. So I was like, okay, well, he's still having trouble breathing. You might want to come get your son. Like, I'm sitting here like, why am I having this back and forth with you about your kid? Like, what the fuck? You know, then she gonna tell me, well, I can't come right now. I'm in the process of buying a car. Are you fucking?
Wow. Damn.
So I said, look, I called my director. I said, hey, man, I told him what's going down. So I'm about to call the paramedics. You know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, you know, do the right thing. I called the paramedics. Paramedics came. Come to find out the kid hadn't eaten shit all day. I said, what? So he hadn't eaten. So he was dehydrated. He hadn't eaten. And just no eating, no drinking, no water, nothing. Plus the workout just fucking dried him out. And he ain't died nothing, but he was just dehydrated. And so that was just the ambulance. I mean, it was just like I was having the worst week last week. My team got their ass kicked. Next day, I'm having them at practice. The kids crying. Parents like, oh, do I need to take my kid off the team? Like, bitch, did you watch the fucking game? I'm sitting here like, I was just pissed at my parents last week. Hey, shout out to my kicker's parents. She baked me some fucking cookies this week. They were fucking awesome. Made it all better, but still, you know, we had a week off this week, so we ain't had no game. Our practice is Tom Brown. We 0-3. We're tied for last place, like GQ Blue is in the Pro Fantasy League.
Oh, shit. You know, on last weekend, huh?
And you know what I'm saying? So it's just, it is what it is. So, you know, we got 3 games left. We just got to turn around and just fight the rest of the year. But we did scrimmage the big team yesterday, and my boys fucking. That either the big team we played is garbage as fuck, or my boys got a little more heart since they got their ass whooped last week. I'm going with the latter, and you know, but that's what's going on that front on the youth circuit.
God damn, GQ, please retort, sir.
My team suck. I can't. I'm gonna do like Dub. I'm just gonna give up on the debate.
Shout out to Dub.
shout out to my fellow cheesehead Dub. I mean, my team is garbage, man. I mean, I have no fight for that.
God damn. Well, I mean, Germ's rant explains why yesterday we were trying to get the show in, and he said he had to go scout the other team.
Yes.
Said, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about scouting the other team? It sounded like you got to do full recon for your squad, man. So
what happened was the way the schedule was this year, we played the first week. So I never got a chance to scout another team that we played, because first game of the season, we didn't have a scrimmage. So everybody out there butt naked. And then the team we played in the second game, it was their first game. So I didn't get no footage on them. So the team we playing this week, they played last night. So I want to at least, you know, see who their main players is, who we got to stop. In the next couple of days of practice, I could be like, hey, they got three main players. We got to stop this and what they do. And so, you know, that's all it is. It's basically all it is.
God damn, John. Well, shit, that's a hell of a lead in, man. We need to get the Packers up, man. You know, y'all go ahead and say some prayers for the Packers, man. They got to get better, man. Speaking of fantasy, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm 4-1. I know y'all don't care because it's not the Pro Fantasy League, but Jerb, catch us up on everybody else. I just wanted to plug my 4-1 team. That's all.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm in six leagues, and I'm currently 5-0 in one league, 4-1 in two leagues, and you know, that matters. You know, but as far as the Pro Fantasy League, you know, I'm 4-1 in that league. I'm in third place. Ozymandias, who's formerly known as Los Pollos Hermanos, is still the only undefeated team. Filthy McNasty, the newcomer. He's second place. The champ finally got his first win. So, you know, shut him the fuck up. It was on the losing streak, 0-4, and they finally got a win with the number one pick. You know what I'm saying? So, damn. I don't know how that happened. Yeah, and the rest of the league, Cornell's, he's still, you know, Cornell got a good team, but it's just like when he loses like somebody scored, like it'd be – He Cornell put 137 up, and the person he lost to put up 138. It'd be some shit like any other team he played, he would have won. But it just so when you play Cornell, it's like you got to play your best game, or Cornell gonna whip your ass. And Architect, I just whooped his ass last week. So shout out to Architect. Another, you know, right now I'm leading the league in Pro Fantasy points. I took down two staff members, which that's it. So it ain't never. Yeah, so I'm the Pro champion as it stands. Yeah, I don't know what else to say, man.
Damn, so are you going to do any write-ups?
Nope, no write-ups.
No write-ups.
Right. Nobody cares.
I'm starting, you know, that's kind of the theme of the show this week, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. That's kind of the theme. That's why I had no AKA this morning, but we're going to keep it rolling, man. Let's talk about undefeated teams. We got the Broncos, the Saints, and the Chiefs. I want to know which one do you think will lose first?
Let's see. Looking at next week, the Broncos play the Jaguars.
That's a win.
The Saints play New England, and the Chiefs play Oakland. So just by the count of the teams, even though Oakland has been, you know, they've been kind of showing some heart lately, I'm going to say that New Orleans, at least by the next opponent, has the hardest opponents. I'm going to say the Saints will lose first.
Hey, don't sleep on Oakland, man. Oakland and KC always play some crazy ass games. They have
that's a heated rivalry. That's a heated rivalry.
Yeah, but I agree with you. It'd probably be the Saints before it'd be either of these two. Jerm, what you think, man?
Not so fast, my friend. I'm going with the Broncos gonna be the first team to lose.
To
Jets. Why not? The Jets have nothing to lose. They are the worst team.
You mean the Jaguars?
Oh, excuse me. The Jaguars. Quit saying Jaguars. Okay, that just pissed me off when you said
that. like
you ever have a water?
Right, they're 0-5. Who gives a fuck? Call them the Teds. No one can. The Jacksonville Teds. Win a game.
They're gonna beat the Broncos. I'm going upset of the year, man, right there. Jaguars, man.
This is why your team is 0-3 right now. You lost your fucking mind.
Hey, is the game in Jacksonville?
It doesn't matter.
I'm just asking a question.
No, it's not.
Okay. I was going to say, if it was in Jacksonville, I was going to take Jaguars. Since it's in Denver, I'd say the Chiefs would be the first team.
There would probably be more Broncos fans in Jacksonville than there were Jacksonville fans.
Definitely. You
know, it'd also be a possibility of Peyton Manning getting poisoned in Jacksonville, just so you know. I'm only 2 hours away. I'd do anything to make my prediction go through.
I think you could suit up for the Broncos and play quarterback, and they would still beat the Jags.
I doubt it. I can't. I got a Chad Pennington arm. The ball's only going 30 yards, man. That's it, man.
Didn't Chad Pennington have a double win season, like 2 or 3 of them under his belt, and a playoff win?
I don't understand it. He can't throw a pass. He can't throw down 15 yards. I don't understand how that happened, man.
Really that shoulder injury, it fucked him up.
Yeah, big time. Like, question. Speaking of Chad Pennington, and have you ever held the NFL football before?
Yeah, I tried.
It's just a fucking huge, man. I said, God, hey, listen, man. I got a newfound respect for quarterbacks and these receivers catching the ball with one hand and these receivers catching the ball, period. Those fucking NFL balls are fucking huge, man. I said, God damn. But yeah, sorry.
This shit is out of, like, I have small hands, so I knew very early basketball and football were not going to happen for me.
You got Whopper Jr. hands?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the Whopper Jr., son. It's terrible. It's straight baseball for me. That was it.
So, Saul Wright's not getting the triple meat Whopper or nothing like that. No homo.
Can't happen. If I get it, I got to get it with a fork and a knife.
Cut in half.
Cut in half, though. With the toothpick through my little sections, dog.
Hey, for some reason,
that's why your favorite food is rice.
Hey. Chopsticks, homie.
Well played, man. Well played, man. That's good shit. Any more sports news other than the Cardinals going to Game 5 that y'all want to talk about?
The Heat will win a three-peat this year, but we got plenty of time to talk NBA. You know,
we got to have Dub here to talk about that.
Yeah. We got to have the Stephen A. Smith of Nappy Afro.
Hey, man. I agree with you. I don't think anybody would disagree at this point. Somebody may throw the Clippers name in there because someone wants to do that every year. But
Or the Brooklyn Nets because, you know, their affiliation with Jay-Z. But they're not here to defend themselves, so, you know.
Even when they're on the court, they're not there to defend themselves. But let's move on. Let's move on. Oh, I got to get Germ. I got to get you to weigh in on this Jadeveon Clowney situation. What do you think about him not playing and all the controversy about him playing?
I mean, if the dude, like he said, if he was healthy enough to play, he would have played. Like, I mean, I don't have no problem with him not playing. If he said his ribs was hurting and he was too hurt to play and he got a foot injury, like, why? It's okay. Like, just because you're a defensive player, a defensive end, I mean, you have to be the super toughest of fucking Iron Man. I mean, if you fucking can't play, if I can't go 100% and I feel like, you know, I need to play 100% against, and then look who the fucking was playing. They weren't playing nobody that they really, I mean, they squeaked out the victory. But still, you know, come on, man. Like, if the man was hurt, he was hurt, man. Come on.
What if he wasn't hurt? I mean, at this point, does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Like, they thinking he's tanking it till he goes in the pros. I mean, the man took out a $5 million insurance, you know, on his future earnings and all that. So it's really not about that. Like, I mean, like you said, I mean, his body is he's the CEO of his own corporation, which is his body right now. He got to do what's best for him. If that means sit out a game or two, you know, like, especially when you got guys taking cheap shots at you, trying to take his knees out first 2-3 games of the year, like, come on, man. You got to look out for yourself.
It's not going to hurt his draft stock. I mean, Manti Te'o can get drafted. Jadeveon Clowney. And speaking of sports, shout out to Oakland Raiders for being the trillest team ever for putting up the banner in memory of Manti Te'o's girlfriend after they beat the Chargers last Sunday. Jeez, that was so true. Christ.
Classless organization. God damn.
They have banners now in the stadium honoring God.
They better slow it down. They're going to fuck around and be sharing the stadium in a minute. You can't have that shit up.
Oh, man.
God
That's true.
I wonder about the future of athletes doing this. Just playing one season, blowing that shit out, and then saying, fuck it. I'm not playing no more. Because it's not going to hurt you. I don't get what the problem is.
Only thing you got to be super dedicated to make sure you stay in shape.
Well, yeah, I mean, most of these cats have been working out since fucking freshman year in high school, so it's not going to be anything different. And then they actually got to take classes.
I mean, we did see what happened to Jamarcus Russell. So how fat he got.
Well, we knew he wasn't working out in college.
Touche, sir. Touche.
Once they gave him a check, it just got really out of hand. The only reason he was still in shape in college is because he wasn't eating. Once he got to the pros, it was a wrap. Germ, do you say the same thing about who was it, Colt McCoy? They got hurt in that first half and didn't come back and play in the championship game.
Hey, that he didn't even attempt to come back. But like I said, that's the difference. Championship game versus the game against fucking just a meaningless college game. Championship game, and you Colt McCoy, let's be honest, you weren't gonna be a big time NFL quarterback. You had an NFL quarterback name, but you could have been a fucking legend in Texas forever, ate for free, lived in fucking Austin, and bothered Saul Wright when you seen him come down the street in his caddy. You could have rolled by him and said, get the fuck out the way. You know what I'm saying? That's what you could have did. You know what I'm saying? But you wanted to be a pussy, and you know, is Colt McCoy in the league right now?
Yeah. He's a backup for the 49ers.
Wow. Didn't know that. Sorry.
And he started two seasons for the Browns, who are actually 3-2 right now, so that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
GQ Blue a Browns fan?
I'm not a Browns fan.
Okay. I knew it's one of them Ohio teams you like, man. It's one of them.
I like the Bengals. I watch the Bengals.
Oh, that's what it is. The Bengals.
Yeah, it's Akron. That's as close as you can get to it, so.
Swinson's.
Hey. Swinson's. Some of the Brown Sugar Burger, man. Shout out to Swinson's. What?
The Brown Sugar Burger?
They put brown sugar in their burgers. That's Swinson's burger.
Wow, I gotta try it. I gotta try it.
Toasted bun, everything. Get you a triple bacon cheeseburger, bro, with a toasted bun from Swinson's. It's the truth.
Damn. So then wait, but you put ketchup on it too?
Yes.
That motherfucker is like extra sweet.
It's not like they dump a ton of brown sugar, but they just put like 2 teaspoons of brown sugar in their patties.
Okay, so wait, are these black people?
No, yes. Swinson's. What? They black?
Well, at least the one I go to is owned by a black person. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotta say, their recipe has gotta be white, because, you know, black folks are sugar. There's no dip. There's no little bit. We go ham with some sugar.
We put it in spaghetti.
For real.
We put it in all kinds of shit.
What you know about this sugar and spaghetti?
I mean, I thought it was common knowledge.
You put it after it's done, or you put it in the sauce while it's cooking?
You put it in the sauce. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, to cut that acidy taste, right?
Yeah, but California people swear that we're doing it wrong, because if we got good tomatoes, we wouldn't need to put sugar in them. But, you know.
I've always put sugar in my spaghetti sauce.
Actually, you know, a nigga like me throw barbecue sauce in his spaghetti sauce, and it gives it a whole nother flavor profile. This shit was off the chain, nigga. I was just like, oh, shit.
Now, was that done on purpose, or was it done because you were out of sauce?
No. I had sauce, but I added some Sunny Sweet barbecue sauce to it, cooked it in the sauce while the sauce was cooking. Man, and, you know, ate regular spaghetti. Man, it gave it a whole new flavor profile. I was like, God damn. I said, this shit was awesome.
We are some fat motherfuckers. Every episode of the Frocast, you know, talking about food. Every goddamn time.
What's up? G-Eazy just got full for the week.
Yeah. Shout out to G-Eazy.
Hey, I was hollering to Beezy this weekend. You know, he went to AC3, which was, you know, pretty good. Beezy was hobnobbing with all the rappers and shit. Actually, went on one of the phone calls, he was ordering food. Do you know all this motherfucker ordered was a smoothie? He was like, yes, can I get a smoothie?
He was like,
that'd be all. He was like, yes. I just busted out laughing. He's like, fuck you, jackass.
So now we're known around the area of Atlanta to have the nappy afro shirt on with a fucking smoothie.
Yes, skinny guy.
You know what the funny thing is? B-Eazy is the only person I know who would go and hang out with rappers and not have any pictures from it.
Yeah, he took some little bit of pictures on Instagram, but I was like, when he was on the elevator with Gunplay, I was just like, you ain't take no pictures? I mean, you know.
But we
like,
still don't know. We still haven't seen B-Eazy. I still don't know what that cat looked like. He could be walking down the street right now.
Be easy to germ the same dude.
Nah, not really.
I swear.
Hey,
I swear.
Y'all remember Real World? There was a gay dude on there named Karamo. look, man. There's a gay dude on Real World named Karamo. Karamo.
I know who you're talking about.
Nigga look just like Be Easy, bro. That's how, if you, hey, nigga look like Be Easy, bro. Straight up. Be Easy look like Greg Oden's, he look like Greg Oden's son or some shit like that, man.
That's fucking. Hey, yo. All I'm saying is, I believe that either King Jerm or Beezy, whichever one is the real person, has a voice modulator and goes back and forth between the two. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. I'm flattered.
I'm starting to think. I'm starting to agree with you. When you first said that, I was like, no, this nigga's been on the call, but shit, I don't know no more, man. I ain't never seen that.
Either Germ's a real person and Beezy is a figment of imagination, or Beezy's a real person and Germ is a figment of imagination. I'm just saying.
Oh, so you saying it's a Fight Club situation going on, huh?
Right. What do you think? He's choking the other one out. I don't know who the fuck with
it. It's Highlander. It can only be one.
Yeah, something ain't right with you two niggas, man. But speaking of shit that ain't right, check this bullshit out, man. I was hoping we could get Tracy May on, but we had to record a little bit earlier than normal because I wanted to get a female's point of view on this, but we got three niggas here, so this is what we're going to do.
That's more valid.
It's a lot more valid right now. We get the real shit. Apparently, this cat get caught cheating on his wife. His name is Ivan Lewis. I'm going to put his government out there because fuck it. It's on the internet. So he got caught cheating. His wife said that if you want me to take you back, you got to
say the wife name, too. You got to say the wife name. Put her ass out there, too.
Yeah. Sonia Gore. Shout out to Gore. It's always a horrible last name. She said that if you want to get back with me, Ivan, you got to take this picture on your Facebook that says that I cheated with my wife and she was ugly. Mm. And you got to get 10,000 likes. Now, by the time the story was written, he only had 2,738 likes. My question to the real niggas on the Frocast is, would y'all do this shit? Q caught GQ out there cheating. She said, you know what? I'll take you back if you get 10,000 likes on this picture. Would you do it?
Well, Blue's not here, so I answer for him.
Bet.
If I seen Blue put a okay, Blue's, he just popped back in. There's Blue. But I answer my question. I think this new, everybody need to want to be internet famous and cause them to do all this crazy stuff.
Hey, Blue, mute your mic. Mute your mic. You loud as hell. There you go. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think this everybody's need. Everybody want to be so internet famous so fast. It's ridiculous because I really don't believe the story because I really don't. And she was ugly. Like, I think this Ivan Lewis guy, he just, like I said, one, show me the picture of your wife and show me the side bitch. Why I don't see these pictures? Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to see, is she uglier than your wife? Or is this, you know, I just really, you know, because it looked like the woman wrote the note for him. Mm. You know, I'm just not buying it. I'm not buying it.
I mean, but there is a profile for Sonia Gore.
I'm sure it is. But let me look her up. Why Blue giving his answer? I'm going to look up Sonia Gore.
Hey, see what you think about this, man? I don't know if you got to hear it before you dropped out, but did you get to hear the question?
What was the question?
So, brother gets caught cheating. His wife says that if you want to get back with me, I need you to take a picture on Facebook holding up a sign that says, I cheated on my wife and she was ugly. If Q caught you cheating, would you do it?
Well, for one, I think I would, but I still haven't seen the chick. Has he showed her a picture of the... Oh, that's Sonia Gore?
Exactly.
And it's cold-blooded. So what y'all saying is, for this chick, it's not worth the picture of the 10,000 likes.
No.
God.
And then I would be upset that my woman would even, like, so I got to go on Facebook, get 10,000 likes, and you take me back. Like, what kind of, I mean, you're going to take me back anyway. So 10,000 likes not going, you know, because guys got to understand. When your girl break up with you, just ignore her. She don't mean that shit. You got to play like you ain't even hear her say that. Oh, it's over. Yeah, whatever, man. You keep turning TV. Like, yeah, all right, whatever. Yeah, all right, it's over. Fuck all that. Until you throw my shit out the door. And then, even if you throw my shit out the door, it still ain't over. Like, I don't understand. Like, man, nah, I'll be mad at my chick for even suggesting I do this shit. Like, I'll be like, are you fucking crazy? Nah, man, sorry.
I mean, that is true. Because women really only want to see the response out of you, what you're going to say. Like, it's over. And then if you like, oh my God, baby, I can't believe you. And then like, see, she got your ass, fella. So you got to be smart. It ain't over until you see it with the new dude on Instagram. That's when you know it's over.
Man,
when that happens. It's
ever over. Look here, man. This is, you know what? This is real talk from Saul Wright. This is how I knew one potential flashback shit was over. I went to visit St. Louis, drove by the ex's house because it was close to where I was going, and this motherfucker had a Bentley Continental sitting outside the front yard.
Mm.
That's when you know it's over. They upgrade to a certain point that you can't even think about. Don't even bother calling. But as long as she got that same phone number, it ain't ever over.
I mean, it's a piece of what you're talking about was over. Like, over is that you can't smack. I mean, that's never over.
Right. But that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that's never over, period. Now, I'm talking about, like, do you want to go back and have a relationship again over? That's what I was talking about, over.
Not talking about guys don't want to have a relationship in the first place. So that's never really in play.
That's true. But I will say that, you know, my thing is, what does this help? How does me getting 10,000 likes help our relationship? That's just to make you look better. Like, not, like Derm said, this chick is trying to be famous off of a bad situation. She's trying to make a lose-lose, a win-win, but it's all bad.
Can I add that they've been separated for 2 years?
Well, yeah, that's really a wrap there. Not only that, because he's on
him. Yeah, on September 22nd, he posted, "This is my wife, Sonya Gore. We have been separated for 2 years, and I wanted to ask her, will you marry me again?" This was on September 22nd. Then he starts saying, "Well, I cut myself from all the BS, all of the outside women and meaningless friend that don't mean shit to me." Trust me, he's wrote this in some broken English. I'm just, you know, saying what he, and that, "Not for me, sorry, but had to get the BS out of my life before I asked Sonya Gore to marry me again, and she haven't answered the question. I popped to her." Then he put the infamous 10,000 likes. This was on the same day. He got 14,000 likes. And then on September 29th, he posts, "Good morning, Facebook. For 2 days with tears in my eyes, I've been trying to figure out how to put in the words how thankful I am for everybody for helping me get the 10,000 likes. I just want everybody to know how much I appreciate the support, and I'm not going to stop until I get her back." Yeah.
That was Simple Ward of the Year, by the way.
Oh, my God. Simple Ward of, yes, he won it. Yeah. He won it. Maybe. Ivan fucking Lewis. Damn. He give North Carolina guys a bad fucking name.
I mean, that might be in a decade, because not only did you end up putting this shit out there, but it sounds like you made the shit up to try and make her get back with you. It doesn't sound like she said that you got to do it. It sounds like you just said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna just do this." So yeah, Ivan, you're a fucking loser. And if she did make you do this, then it makes you a winner, because she's looking like a bitter bitch that will never get anybody else, and you look like the soft, sensitive ass dude that chick might want.
So not when you got side bitches and shit, you know. But
yeah, he might want to delete that shit before he put the picture up.
Can I just want to say, I mean, if we've been separated for 2 years, like, I mean, 2 years? Like, we ain't got it together, like, separate? Nah, man, that shit over. I ain't cheat on you. We separated. 2 years? Like, come on, man.
I think marriage should have to be renewed. There was a comedian talking about this, and I think we talked about it on another procast, where you should get married, and it should have, a, like, expiration date on it. So, like, after 7 years, y'all can decide if you want to re-up or separate. And they in do this that case, now. If you separate for 2 years, then the marriage should just be null and void. You shouldn't have to go through the whole divorce.
But you know they got contract marriages now.
Yeah, man. You blew
that. What? For those.
A contract marriage where, like, we stay married for 10 years, and after 10 years, like, you know, if it ain't, you know, we can walk away. No harm, no foul.
GQ Blue said he's going to get one of those, man.
So what does that say? Till death or our contract we part?
I guess you omit that from the ceremony. Yeah. I mean, if you drawing up a contract like that, I'm not thinking you're gonna have a typical a preacher residing over. Yeah, you know, I doubt the Bible's gonna be in your vibe. You know, that's not, you're not.
Like, do you, nigga? Do you, chick? All right, then.
Oh, my lawyer, he wants you to read this. Both sides agree.
Right.
All right, and by the power vested in you, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Say by the power, they just be like, the state says that y'all together.
Yeah,
get the fuck out my office. Into some other news. This is right up Be Easy's alley, because I think Be Easy would do this shit. A thief returns money to a store that he stole from after 11 years. So basically, this cat, you know, 11 years ago, walked in, stole some money, rolled out. They never caught him. No video surveillance, nothing. He comes back in, drops off $300 with a note asking for forgiveness. And you know, asking to stay anonymous, not to turn him in, and walks out. And the shop owners did it. They took the $300 back. They kind of wrote the shit off anyway, and they said, you know what, we're going to respect and honor his request to stay anonymous. So they didn't turn his ass in. I need to know, because I know Be Easy would do it. Which one of you cats would do the same shit? Would you return the money and leave a note and all that shit?
if it was over $1,000, I would. I mean, $300. Like, if I wouldn't, like, I could see myself doing that, like, 2 weeks later, like, my contract's being served. But if I've let 10 years go over by $300, like, that's $30 a year. Come on, man.
If he stole $300 that long ago, it might have taken him that long to get that money back up. That nigga was living a hard life.
But, I mean, your rationale for returning it so you could feel better about yourself, fuck out of here. Once you do something bad, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Like, I stole money from a former job I used to work at. I mean, who cares? Like, I mean, nah, I'm not, nah. Like,
if, what's your name for the listeners?
Oh, I said if. I said if.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
That word if. You know, if.
Oh, your name was Brandon Carter.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't want to throw nobody in the bus, but you know, but it's just, you know, I couldn't do it. Like, I mean, okay, Pro Nation, I'm gonna confess to something real right now. So the other day, I did some of that thief shit right there the other day, right? So the other day, you know, I was going to the store, my wife's purse was sitting right there, so I just went to her purse. Took some money. Didn't say nothing to her about it. You know, it's no big deal. I just took like $5 out of her purse because I was just like, I don't want to break a 20. You know what I'm saying? I just rather spend this $5. It's right here. So the next day, she was like, hey, you took $5 out of my purse? I was like, nah. And I was thinking like, why the fuck did I lock my $5? So now I got to put this $5 back. I got to like throw it, ball it up, put it on the floor somewhere. And be like, oh, I just found $5 behind this drawer or something, like some bullshit like that. She's like, oh, there go that $5 went. But I think she know I fucking took it. And then I fucking lied to her about it, which was like, now you're a thief. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, so, you know. So I just got to.
Pretty Huxtable, man.
Hey, man, listen, man. It's just like my conscience ate me up that day, like over $5. So now I guess I can see how that man feel right there, man. So I'm sorry, man. So, yeah, I'm team return thief. You know what I'm saying? You know?
What if it was your store and the cat stole $300 from you and came back 11 years later and left a note? You turn him in. Would you accept it?
I'm not gonna turn him in. Nah, fuck that. Hopefully I wasn't the same owner from 11 years prior. Then I just got me. I'd be okay with it because as a shop owner, you have X amount of dollars allocated for theft, and you know it was 11 years ago, so I didn't been closed books on that. I'm just gonna take that $300, man. Me and my family gonna eat good tonight. We're going to Papa Do's. You know what I'm saying?
GQ. Are you honoring the man's request or are you turning his ass in? Okay, we lost GQ again.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you hear him replying at all, Jerm?
No, I didn't say nothing. That's what I was about.
No, I was. It's $300. I mean, why am I gonna be? It's 11 years ago. Again, that's less than $30. I'm missing like a year. Like, I've been like, I'm like, you know what? You know, good job, you know, man. Like, what kind of store is it?
It's an Asian supermarket or something like that.
Yeah, of course.
I'm about to give him a free meal. Like, hey, you can have some free wontons and.
Hold up, you gonna give him some free shit?
That's racist.
Hey, I know you did say wonton. Like, they can't have no burgers, nigga.
You said an Asian food market. That's what I was
saying. Inter-Asian market. Whatever that is.
It's a bodega.
Yeah, so they got rib tips and fried rice. I've been there when I've been to Manhattan. They had a little bodega set up. It's like a little corner store. You just go in and they have like little buffet lines and stuff.
Nashville, sir. This is Nashville.
This is true.
They probably just sell ginseng and ginger in this motherfucker. And goddamn bok choy.
I gotta get this story in for the real niggas, man, because this is important. Slim Thug escaped that note, baby. This chick was saying that her 11-year-old son was Slim Thug's, and they went ahead and froze his bank account for over a year without a paternity test. Froze one of his bank accounts, went through the whole nine, come to find out that he's not the father. So shout out to Slim Thug, nigga.
And he's still in Texas, right? So this happened in Texas?
In Houston. He's in Houston. I think she was in New York.
Yeah, dude. I'll never do anything bad in Texas. I feel like for a black person to do anything bad in Texas, it's all bad. I don't even want jaywalking in Texas. I'll probably get 30 years.
Hey, man, real talk. One of my coworkers got hit with that same shit. A little child support letter came to the job. They went right after his money. He has no paternity test. He don't even recognize who the chick is. The whole nine. They just went ahead and took his shit. So apparently, fellas out here, they don't need no proof. So that means a random bitch can come up right now and say, GQ Blue, this kid is yours. I want your check. They gonna take all your pennies, bro.
No, that's not what happened. What they did was they served him some papers. He didn't either get the papers or didn't show up for the court date. So they just assumed, okay, well, he's the father and bye-bye and bye-boom. And they start hitting him with the payments then. You know, that's when they did all that because he didn't show up to court because he didn't get the papers or whatever. So they just assumed like, oh, no, you know, you ain't show up, whatever they call that. You know, I don't go to court. So,
I don't either.
I mean, even when I'm scheduled, I still don't go. I'm pretty sure I got a warrant in a couple states. So I don't give a fuck. You know, come find me, nigga.
You know, the episodes they can find you.
Hey, you know what? Real talk. I might need to do that because, as I told y'all last week, this government shutdown has affected GQ Blue. So if a girl want my pick, we can split them. Maybe that'll give them my money now. Like, hey, I got a kid on the way. I need to get child support.
So right now, you're not getting paid?
No.
And you're still going to work?
Yes. Or I can be fired.
Hold on. You not getting paid, Blue?
No.
And you still going to work?
I like how
loyal as hell, Don.
I mean, hold on. Hey. So I'm trying to wrap my mind around this now.
Ask the same question. Like, wait a minute.
No. Because I mean, this is why I don't mind being an hourly than a salary. Because hourly, you know, I work 10 hours, I get paid for 10 hours. I work 100 hours, I get paid for 80 plus 20. You know, whatever. So I'm just trying to get this. So 2 weeks from now, let's say. So this whole week you going to work, ain't nothing on the books, but payday is a coming either this week or next week, and you ain't gonna get no check.
I get paid retroactively, so I'm not getting paid during this.
So happening. So if some shit come up missing from the office, they gonna understand, right? Like, you know, I'm stealing bit by bit. You know, I'm stealing a little piece of something every day. I'm gonna build up me a motherfucking embassy, I mean a damn empire from a man. I'm taking pencils, erasers, staplers, all kinds of shit.
All I'm saying is, you haven't seen my Instagram, and I've done anything inspirational this week or last week.
You're recording a procast while you're at work, mind you, but complain about the government shutdown. I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. You know, King Germ, I don't beat around the bush.
So he's not going to work. He's just going to the building.
I mean, this nigga doing an internship that he was getting paid for last week, and they're gonna say, well, retroactively. So that means that so then they're gonna fuck you over because retroactively, my first check, you're not gonna give me all the money I miss. I'm gonna try to say, well, we're gonna break it down into three different, so you'll get broke down 300, you know, and then that's the, you know, you're getting tax, and that shit ain't right, man.
So fuck this. Y'all need to go to store.napierfro.com, buy some shirts, so we can keep GQ, you know what I'm saying, together, sustained. Y'all like seeing him wearing them three-piece suits and shit like that. He finally got the facial hair. You know, he gonna cut it off if he can't get to the barber. So, you gotta keep him hot.
We're gonna make a new shirt called Support the Pocket Squares.
There it is. Support the Pocket Squares, man. Go to store.nappyafro.com. Buy a shirt. Click a link. All that good shit. Because GQ, right? Hey, GQ ain't getting no check. That's all.
Rock your blue handkerchief in support of GQ Blue this week, folks. Your blue pocket square. Every blue pocket square, $1 will go to the GQ Blue. Get my rent paid fund. It's a good cause, people. This man does a lot for the community. It's time to look out for people to look out for, you know, the people of Louisville. So, hey, I'm pushing it, man. I'm on Twitter right now as we speak, man. Hey, man, they got GoFundMes for all kind of bullshit. I seen a chick on this website, the men saw right frequent. She lost her camera in a cab.
Mm-hmm.
$150, $200 camera in a cab. She put up a GoFundMe for $4,500 for a top of the line camera, a camera bag, lenses, and all that shit. Bitch, you ain't lose all that shit. You lost $200. I was like, how the fuck? I mean, you know, I start shit on that site because I'm just like, I understand you in need, but you lost your camera. How can you expect people to buy you? How can you say that? I don't understand how people feel like, oh, I'm gonna ask for $4,500, but you lost a $300 camera. Like that don't seem right to me. Like, bitch, you paying rent with that shit. So we gonna get you a damn GoFundMe, Blue. Hey,
did she get it though?
I seen her. She had at least $220 before, you know, it dropped off the main page. So I could always go back and check and see how much money she got. But you know, she had at least $220, and I was like, God damn, you know what I'm saying?
I want to start a GoFundMe just to find out what happens when you don't reach your goal. Like, did you get to just pocket the money?
Hey, the dudes threw a GoFundMe for a cookout. They raised $500 for a cookout. And for him, and I mean, it was some dumb shit, man. So I think we just need to go ahead and start one, man. The GQ Blue, you know, rent too damn high, something, you know, light bill, something. We got to give it a snazzy name, give Blue story, tell him how he works in the community. You know, he's a college graduate. He's just, you know, this government shutdown has fucked him over. And
I'll take a picture with me with a single tear in my eye.
Yeah, and you can't wear the pocket squares and the ties and shit. You gotta look real homely. You gotta put on like nappy afro shirt.
He's not he's black, y'all. He's black. We're trying to get him money now. He has to appeal and not look frightening to white people. So he has to look like GQ Blue.
I wear the shirt and tie with no blazer, so I won't be wearing a pocket squares. It'll be a shirt and tie.
Exactly. We don't have any white people listen to this show.
No white people listen. No. We hope
that's our second biggest demographic. Sorry, what are you talking about?
I mean, exactly. Three listeners. One on white, two on black. I mean, what you mean? Second biggest demographic. Anyway, like I was saying, white people going to give us the money. We know niggas not going to get no money. They're going to be like, oh, $2, $3. But that anonymous white person that just go to GoFundMe just to give away money every day, they're going to drop 10 grand on GQ Blue right there. Which Blue is going to have to be like a 25% processing fee for the crew. So whatever money you get, you keep 75, we keep 25.
I feel that.
But it's all right. Edit that part out so people don't know what we're talking about on the show.
Absolutely. I mean, because all the funding goes to editing on the Frocast now anyway. So that's what we're doing, man. We got to get it together, man. Some other shit. We got to have our moment where we shit on Detroit. It happens. Oh, I didn't look it up, man. It just happened. And this was actually on the St. Louis News. So I didn't do it, man.
You know it's bad when you in St. Louis and they give you some news from Detroit. That's some fucked up shit.
The name of the statement is, it could be worse.
Could be living in Detroit.
Right. 89-year-old Indiana man. So this dude is all over the place. Indiana drug trafficking in Detroit. He was busted with drugs while driving to Michigan. He pled guilty to hauling cocaine. This was in 87 and 89.
I didn't know Lamar Odom had a house in Detroit.
Oh, god damn. That is fucked up. It might be Lamar. They look about the same age. Look here, man. Apparently, he was charged with trafficking like 2 kilos, dog, of cocaine. No, is that right? I don't know. I don't know drug. No, it was more than that.
200 pounds of cocaine, which is equivalent. 2.2 pounds is 1 kilo. So 200 divided by 2.2, that'll give you how many kilos it was.
Well, come on, John, finish the math. You're doing the drug, man. Finish it off.
I'm not a mathematician. I just
but you know street math.
I gave you the conversion right then. I mean, Blue, what more can I do, man? 200 divided by 2.2 equals, it was about 90.9 kilos. It was almost 91 kilos of coke.
This nigga was doing Nino numbers.
I mean, look, he was riding on the interstate with this.
He had about 91 keys. There you go.
Yes. 91 key. Did I just say 90.9? 91.
All right, Jermo point today, man. Too bad his team ain't. This nigga got caught with 91 key. I didn't say that. That was ghostwritten by Be Easy. He got caught and went ahead and pled guilty. Like, fuck it. He's 89.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is that he might only do 5 years in prison because of his service in World War II.
Mm.
Now, Jerm, this sounds right up your alley. You said before for older people, they should just get off.
They should get off. Like, this man, he's not a problem. Like, it was a nonviolent. He got pulled over. He probably even told him, like, hey, man, I got 91 keys in the truck, man. Like, I don't want no problems, man. I just need to make it to 4 o'clock so I can take my blood pressure pills, man. He probably was just like, you know, it's so cooperative. That's why they treating him like that. He never got in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
He was younger when this happened. He was 87 when he got caught.
Yes. So he said the drug conspiracy was the only crime he's ever committed.
Well,
he
God
did
damn.
It for the money.
Well, wait a minute. Let's look at this. If you're doing it for the money, if you've been selling drugs that long, and you still got to ship your own stuff yourself, how much money are you really making? I'm just saying. Hey. At 89, you need to have your own traffickers.
He was 87.
87. Still.
Yeah, he's 89 today. It happened 2 years ago.
Right.
So now it's just he's in trial now. And so, you know, it wasn't his first drug shipment, he said. So he got some money. So he ain't on, you know, Reisenberg levels. But, you know, he working his way up.
Hey, man, I've seen dead presidents. You don't get off because you served in the war. A crime.
Those were black people, and you don't throw a chair at the judge either when you're trying to get off.
Yeah, that don't help her.
Yeah.
Should they admit that into, I guess, evidence or into the sentencing? If you served in the war, or if you served for the nation, you should get a lesser.
I mean, if you kill somebody, no, because I'm like, you know, okay, well, you were trained to kill, so you're doing something, you know, not. But look, it depends. If it's a non-violent offense and you served in a war and you over a certain age, I'm not. Come on, judge. I'm not wasting time on you. Because you're going to be more hassle. I don't want to have to buy medicine for no old ass inmate. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have me a young ass inmate that I can get some work out of. They don't need nothing. There's some old ass guy that's like, oh, I think I got cancer. I got tuberculosis. I got this. I got that. Every time I turn around, you in the fucking in the infirmary, whatever they call it, infirmary.
Yeah. Can we extrapolate this situation just a little bit? 2011, 91 kilos, right? Uh-huh. So I think at a certain point, somewhere beyond maybe 5 kilos, it becomes a violent crime. I'm just guessing because Detroit is fucked up right now. And I feel like 91 keys has something to do with it. I think he should be tried for violent crime and do more than 5 years. Am I by myself on this shit?
Nah, that's not a violent crime. Like I said, there was no guns. He was by, like I said, it depends. If they took him down without incident, come on, man. He's 89 now. Like, what's
he had problem? More keys than his age.
That's good. He was doing it. Like he was, and then, I mean, he might have been some old man that they just was using as a mule. Like nobody would suspect the 89-year-old man. You know, like I don't really think he was a drug dealer. I just think he was a mule, man. So nah, I say let him off, man. Let him do his 5 years. You know, at the most, you know, he's probably gonna die. Like you gonna put him in prison, he'll be dead in 2 years. He's fucking 89. You know, it's just gonna kill him. You know, he's just gonna rot away. And so, I mean, yeah.
I think Leo Sharp is the single pinpoint problem for Detroit. When Leo Sharp entered Detroit in 2011, that's when it all went bad. And I think you can point to these 91 keys. That's the problem. I think Leo Sharp should get thrown under the jail and get hit with all 91 keys.
He wouldn't survive the first one.
Hey, that's not my problem. But you get sentenced, you got to do it. I'm just saying. Speaking of bullshit cities and states, Tennessee is the most violent state. There's no real way to lead into that shit.
Yes, I'm so happy. Shout out
to Timberlake.
Why are you happy?
Johnny Knoxville.
So, this Tennessee is more dangerous than New York, California, and even Florida. As much as we talk about Florida, even Michigan, Tennessee is the most violent state, according to the stats. Shout out to Missouri for not making it. There's other states on this list, Nevada, Arkansas, New Mexico, South Carolina, no shock. Delaware, that shocked me. Louisiana, Florida is on the list, but they're not violent. Maryland and Oklahoma, which I swear that's the armpit. Fuck. So shout out to this. Have either of you been to Tennessee before?
Yes.
Stayed?
Plenty of times.
Not drive through, actually stayed.
Yes.
Nashville, Chattanooga, Knoxville.
Did you Memphis, get robbed? Oak Ridge, I've been all there.
Did you get robbed?
Dollywood is in Tennessee, Saul, right? You never been to Dollywood?
No, sir. Why would I be at Dollywood?
Oh, I just thought that's a place people go. Fucking Dollywood. I'm sorry.
Black.
Okay. So was Hootie.
So, right, you're saying black people can't enjoy country music?
I mean, I mean, you know, he must never heard of Charlie Pride before.
Nigga, name 7 Charlie Pride songs.
It doesn't matter if I can name 7 of them.
Exactly. So,
basically, what you saying?
I can name some Hank Williams songs. I can hang some what's my boy name? Johnny Cash, and my other dude that sing "All My Exes Live in Texas," George Strait. I know some of them songs.
Give me 7 songs from any of those artists without Googling.
All My Exes Live in Texas.
Who is this from?
Sad and Lonely.
Who is this from?
I'm just doing all George Strait songs because that's like one of my favorite. Johnny Cash, come on, man.
You give me 7 George Strait songs.
So, all right, what you're saying basically is that capital B black people don't listen to country music. Only lowercase B black people listen to country music.
I'm saying, it's all right. People that listen to country music are either old or they're black and they're like NASCAR.
What about people that grew up with old people? Like, I lived in the house with my granddad. He listened to fucking Tennessee moonshine music. Like, you know what I'm saying? My granddad was the nigga liked baseball. Like, that was in like his number one sport was baseball, and I couldn't understand that, man.
Oh,
but
oh, you know, that's my number one sport. What you trying to say?
Oh, I'm just saying that's just weird. That is at that time, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it's all right, man.
So we're gonna allow Germ to name off country stars.
Oh, okay.
He also named NASCAR as his shit. He tried to put Kyle Petty on the goddamn Frocast cover one day.
Richard, get it
see,
right.
See, I don't even know which one goddamn Petty it is.
Kyle is the younger, the brother, man. Is that the son? No. Yeah, Kyle is the son of Richard, I think. He might be the brother. Who knows?
Germ also allows for...
He's a nobody. He's a nobody.
White people to call him nigga.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said Paula Deen could call you nigga as long as she serves some chicken after she said.
Oh, man. I say things for comedic, you know, just for comedy purposes on the Procast. I've never experienced a white person calling me nigga. I think that would be, you know, I don't know how I would handle that. But, you know.
It's what if the white boy on your football team got mad one day and laid somebody out? Good hit. And you like, that's my nigga. He said, that's right, nigga. What if he said it right back?
I laugh. He's a kid.
You know what I'm saying? Another white dude calling you a nigga.
Or if the white boy was like, oh, that's my nigga right there, I'd be like, hey, you got to watch your mouth now. You know what I'm saying? Don't be saying that because I'm a black boy. But see, now, nigga doesn't have the same power, it's all right. And I, the team young nigga generation, they got in your generation, it's all right. That's all I'm saying.
So Riley Cooper fucked it up for everybody.
I mean, it was messed up. Dave Chappelle fucked it up. Dave Chappelle fucked it up.
Oh, we gonna blame Dave Chappelle?
Hey, his show. I'm telling you,
you can't at least blame hip hop. That's what everybody else does.
Chappelle,
damn, man! Shout out to Dave Chappelle. Do the Frocast, man. You ain't doing shit else. Might as well come fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? Let's get the fuck out of here, man. We got shit to do. People at work, you know, about to get fired. Well, can you get fired if you not get paid?
Good point.
Yeah, if you don't come, they say they can get fired.
How does that work? Do they give you a severance?
I guess abandoning your job, I guess. Because I know I got a 2-week notice thing when they told me at the end of the month you'd be losing your job, but you got to come the last 2 weeks or you won't get your unemployment. I was just like, ain't this some bullshit? So I was a dead man walking for 2 weeks.
So
I had to come there.
Was the place closing or they just eliminated your position or what was
it? They were. This was right when the fallout 2008, and it was an auto related business, and you know we made superchargers for cars, and the auto industry was crashing. So you know they was cutting down like they cut the plant in half. So you know half of us lost our job, half of them you know they went to a skeleton crew to get the work done. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I had to do that before too. I was in travel when 9/11 happened, and we closed that December. And, like, it was right around Christmas, too. That's fucked up now that I think about it. But they gave us that letter, too. We're closing, like, December 15th or whatever the fuck it was. And whoever makes it, you get severance. So at the end of the day, it was, like, three of us left that got the young severance. So I understand how that goes. But we were getting checks up until then. GQ Blue's not getting checks. Like, if you get fired today, do they give you your back checks after the fact? No.
I mean, they can't because my money is government tied up. So until the Republicans back down and do what's right, I'm in limbo.
Right, but let's say you get fired today and then the government gets back in order next week. Did you get your checks up until yesterday or today?
I would suppose so.
You need to find all this shit out, bro. I can't believe you took the no check thing without asking these questions. This is vital shit. Do you still have to go to work wearing the work outfit? Do you still have to adhere to dress code?
Yeah.
Nah. Pineapple.
I'm coming to work in balling shorts. A wife beater. Yeah, I might have a t-shirt on with a stain from the night before. I ain't brushed my teeth. I ain't did nothing. I'm just like, yo, I'm just here, nigga. Like, I mean, shit. Like, I mean, do they expect you to do work too? Like, get shit done? Like,
I look at it like this. This is the ultimate resume point. The fact that GQ Blue worked during the government furlough and still committed and dedicated, like, that's got to be, you know, an enhancer on the resume.
Nah, man. We got to go save GQ Blue, man. He in a bad situation right now. Somebody, if you in Louisville and you have a real job,
Kentucky, period, man, fuck that.
I'm not going to Poozie Ridge. Not going to Poozie Ridge.
You're right, man. Hey, you're right. Ain't too much in Kentucky, man. What is it? Louisville and what? Give me the next city in Kentucky. What's left? Name another city in Kentucky.
So
So if it's not, so you got Louisville, Lexington, Frankfort, the capital, Bowling Green. And then those are the most urban cities. Then you got places like Paducah, Richmond, and then outside of that, Ashland is okay. And then after that, you start getting into some real murky areas.
Shit, so you got murky when you went outside the damn first three to me. I was like, shit. You start saying Bowling Green? I said, oh, fuck. Gotta save you, Blue, man.
Hey, man, if y'all hiring out there, holler at GQ Blue, man. He need a better job. This government shit ain't gonna get it. It ain't gonna get it, man. We got a big announcement. We got our winner of the foreign exchange CD giveaway that we talked about last week.
Oh, snap.
And so we're gonna do this. This is actually gonna tie into my winners and losers as we wrap up the show. So the winner this week and my winner this week is RT3. The homie RT3 always comes through comments. He always, you know, leaves a post. Even if he's just recapping the Frocast word for word, we appreciate it, dog. RT3 rocks with us on Facebook, on Twitter. That's the homie, man. So as appreciation for our Fro Nation crew, this goes out to RT3. We'll holler at you. I'll end up hitting you up on Facebook, getting your information to ship you the CD and the stickers and all that shit. The loser this week, we're the losers. And the reason we're the losers is because the requirements were really simple. You go ahead and you retweet the episode, you follow us on Twitter, and you call in and leave a drop. Guess how many we got? Exactly. That many. We got not a damn one. Not a damn one. And I think this is the third time we tried to actually give something away to the Fro Nation. So, we're the losers this week. Nappy Afro, we apparently ain't shit. The problem for you is that we're not going anywhere. We're going to keep doing Frocast. We're going to keep doing Fro Horseman. And because we like doing this shit. So we're the losers this week. Germ, you're a loser. GQ Blue, you're a loser. Sawright is a loser. Bees is a loser. And that's how it is, man. But the CD does go out to RT3. We appreciate you, man. GQ, your winners and losers this week, sir.
My loser is Matt Shaw. Because it's got so bad that Cass is showing up to his house now. About how bad he sucks. Apples.
What?
Cass has showed up to Dula's house, like berating him, like in front of his family.
Nah, that's some bullshit, yo. That's some bullshit, man.
So Houston, man, y'all some evil cats, man. It's a game. I know I yell at my TV screen when I watch the Packers and the Bengals, but I ain't about to show up to nobody's house about it.
And I was just in Houston. It's a nice city.
What are you doing in Houston, Saul, right? Did you holler at Malaya while you was there? She probably wasn't in there. She's traveling.
Yeah, I miss it. I just right after she left. I can still smell the glittery lotion that she had on. But nah, man, I went and got tattooed, so I got a new tattoo for my homegirl. Taste the cake.
Oh, so that was a homegirl. I was wondering why you went all the way to Houston for a tattoo. That's what's up.
Yeah. So this was. I know we're kind of rambling a little bit, but that was a debate on my Facebook. They were like, "You driving 3 hours to get a tattoo?" I said, "Well, I've been following the shop and this artist for like 2 years. So I could either go to somebody who I know their work for 2 years, or I can go 5 minutes to a stranger and let them tattoo me and be lucky with what I get. I'd rather just take the drive and know what I'm getting." So that's what it was. So shout out to Taste the Cake. Shout out to Brittany Slam. Oh, I'm doing shout outs. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's it. Winner is the Browns. Y'all 3-2. Who would have thought that? That's the winner.
Yeah, but they just lost their quarterback.
Dude, sorry, it's the Browns. I'm trying to give that team some hope.
I'm sorry, man. I'm a Rams fan. I should really understand where you're coming from. I apologize.
So shout out to the Browns. This is the most win they've ever had in years. So since Jim Brown. So the Browns could be my winner for the week, and that's it.
Shout out to the Browns, man. I feel your pain. Jern, you got your winners and losers this week, bro.
Since my biggest winner this week was going to be Slim Thug, but we talked about him. My biggest loser this week, biggest winner this week is myself, my family, taking a trip. We're heading back to the old A-Town, old Athens, so Athens area, we'll be there this weekend. I know none of y'all listen to the show, so it's going to be a surprise when I knock on y'all door. And be like, "Hey, what's going on? Turns in the building and light the weed up." You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have a ball. I don't have no losers this week. Trying to think more positive. So no losers for me this week.
You going to get to see B-Eazy when you're there?
That was real gay. Probably not. He works.
We done had 3-4 episodes talking about C and B Easy, but now it's gay.
I mean, the way you said it, you gonna get to see B Easy. Like, I mean, you could have worded it differently. Like, hey, you and your boy B gonna hang out? I mean, that would be, but the way you said it, like, you know, like, made me a little uneasy, so, right. Right.
I apologize. No yoga pants. No yoga pants, though.
Yes.
Give you a shout out, GQ.
Hang on one second.
Okay. Shout outs, King Germ.
I'm going to give a shout out to my lovely wife, Queen Germ. She's in the Fantasy League. Finally got a win. She almost set the scoring record last week. So,
dang.
You know, shout out to her. Shout out to her. You know, I'm going to start taking Blue. Since Blue is the gentleman of the fro, I'm going to start taking his nod and give my wife a shout out on every fro cast, you know. Maybe that'll get me out the doghouse, because I've been in the doghouse for the past month.
Well, if it's GQ and it worked for German, I'm going to do it too when it's my turn.
Can I tell y'all why I was in the doghouse real quick before we go? And then let me just, you know. Okay, so, you know, I was on her computer, and I was checking my email. Notice the words, her computer, my email.
Right.
So she go to check her email, which is still logged into my email, and Be Easy has sent me an email. You know, it's an email from Be Easy, so it's probably a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So he sent it. I seen the picture. You know, I jokingly said, oh, I'm now following her on all social media networks. Hashtag my new boo. You know, email between friends. Ugh, like, you know,
shit.
You know. So, yeah. Y'all get my drift. Somebody sees that, like, oh, da-da-da-da-da, you know. So, your boy King Jern got put in the doghouse. But I want to say was, one went in my fucking email. Like, how can I be wrong when you wrong? Like, two wrongs supposed to cancel each other out. If you see some shit, you ain't supposed to say about it. Like, if I go snooping through your Facebook and I find some hot, slutty email you sent to an old boyfriend, and I'm not going to say nothing to you. I'm going to read it. My heart going to break. But I'm not going to say shit. You know what I'm saying? I might save it for one day. I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, but, you know. So, that, you know, King Jeremy the doghouse. I got to buy my way out. So, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm dealing with right now, man.
God damn, man. Hey, get a nappy afro shirt.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Get her one of her favorite colors. Get her nappy afro and Rattlers colors.
Yeah. Do you say, yeah, that'll do it. Go ahead, TQ.
Actually, my first shout is going to be to Mama Blue. Give him a shout out to Mama Blue. Mom's going to have surgery next week, so I'm not going to be on the forecast next week, so be with the family, support my mother.
Mama Blue.
So,
yeah.
And then outside of that, shout out to Q. Shout out to Fro Nation. Shout out to RT3 for always holding us down. Shout out to the Blue and White family. And that's it.
Hey, man, my only shout out this week is the usual one to the Nappy Afro staff, man. And to all three people that listen to the show, appreciate y'all. That's Miss T. Lee. That's RT3. And that's, I think the rest of the listeners are staff. It's on a regular basis. So we appreciate y'all for rocking with us. And that's the only shout out I'm doing, man. That's it. Oh.
Shout out to Imani.
Where is Imani?
My office mate. Since she's had to listen to this whole broadcast.
Hey, tell her to get on right quick.
Tell her to get on and speak, man. Tell her, you know.
I left to go take my envelope to the lady and went all the way to her place and left laying here on the table.
Wow.
So I had to come all the way back.
Well, you're the first person to hear the broadcast live, so shout out to Imani. So, not, bam.
Not really. Tell all the lies you want to.
I guess I got to follow suit and say shout out to the Mrs. Wright. For rocking with us. I think she listens every once in a while, but I say so much bullshit that she don't want to mention it or it'll be a problem. So shout out to her. Shout out to the folks, man. I'm going back to see my family for Thanksgiving. It's the first time I've seen it in 5 years.
Wow.
I'm amped for that. Yeah. I'm amped for that. And that's it. That's all the shout outs I got out. Again, RT3 is our winner. I will get the CD to you. I'm going to hit you up on Facebook and send that information to you. And other than that, we will holler at y'all on episode 92, either next week or the week after. This is the Frocast, NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting with GQ Blue and King Germ. We will holler at y'all next time.
Peace.
Shaman Josie Mo, a.k.a. Joe Murder. And every time I'm online, I got to check out NappyAfro.com for hip-hop reviews and more. Get at me.
NappyAfro.com.